Enjoying late-season crops and fun festivals. Getting outdoors before the cooler weather arrives. By Christy Page. September is a glorious month filled with cooler mornings and evenings, along with warm, sun-filled days. Gardens are starting to slow in their production, but are still a source of beauty and contentment. Weeding takes much less time, and it is nice to enjoy the plants without scorching heat and dampening humidity. I love these days. While my garden may not be providing me with baskets of fruits and vegetables each day, there is still a lot to enjoy. Vegetables are still growing, ripening, and adorning my table. With the cooler weather, watering is not as much of an ordeal, and I find that the slower pace of gardening this time of year really suits me. It also leaves me with time for other activities. One of my favorite activities this time of year is the start of fall festivals. As soon as the weather begins to cool and kids are back in school, the festivities begin. It seems like every weekend there is a different gathering, some even with very specific themes. I have started lining them up, and my poor husband is looking at the calendar in dismay. There is not a weekend in September that I do not have us lined up to go somewhere. The first weekend of September is always the county fair. This is something that we cannot miss. I love seeing the variety of livestock. There are horses, sheep, and cattle. The ox pull always gathers a big crowd. We can see dog acts and clowns. There are carnival rides, a hot dog eating contest, and so much more. It is a lot of fun to walk around and just take in all of the sights. It is also a great time to try some new foods. Last year, it was deep-fried cheesecake. Probably not very healthy, but so delicious to try. The second weekend in September is the barbecue festival. This one my husband is actually excited to go to. This is a great time to try all sorts of barbecue and weigh in on what we like best. I am sure that my husband will, once again, get drawn into lengthy conversations about the best ways to smoke and grill food. Luckily, it is located on a gorgeous mountainside, so I will have plenty of scenery to keep me occupied. The third weekend of the month is for our trip to the local apple orchard. They always have fun activities this time of year. We can go on a hayride, watch some cider making, pet animals, and pick some apples. It is a full day of fun that we have to do every year. We usually join in with friends and family and make it an entire day of bonding and creating memories. The last weekend of the month is the Pickle Festival. We went to this a few years ago when we were just a little bored and looking for something to do. It was so much fun that we go back every year. It is a few towns away, but worth the drive. I love seeing people wearing pickle hats. Yes, that is a thing. And celebrating everything pickle. There is a lot of laughter and fun, which is why we are drawn back there every year. Thank goodness that my garden doesn't require quite so much attention in September, so that I can join in on all of these fun events. What about you? Are there any festivals that you are anxious to explore?